From the Illinois State Water Survey at the University of Illinois Prairie Research Institute, this is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford. Happy summer solstice. It's all downhill from here. Every day from now until late December gets a bit shorter. But we still have most of the summer to enjoy, and this week's temperatures were indeed enjoyable. Average temps this week range from the high 60s in northern Illinois to the high 70s in southern Illinois, near to 1 to 2 degrees warmer than normal. June temperatures to date have been within 1 degree of normal statewide, giving us a pretty mild start to the hottest season of the year. The storm track was very active this week, with multiple systems producing rain and some severe weather. 7-day totals range from around 3/4 of an inch near the Quad Cities to over 4 inches in parts of southern and east central Illinois. While the higher totals in far southern Illinois were not really necessary, given how wet the last few months have been there, the rainfall was very much welcome in much of northern Illinois. Most of the state north of I-80 have been 2 to 4 inches drier than normal going back to the beginning of April, leading to some concerns of soil moisture shortages in parts of northwest and north central Illinois. Unfortunately, that beneficial rain came along with some severe weather this week, including multiple confirmed tornadoes in central Illinois. Significant damage was reported in parts of Morgan, Mason, Champaign, and Vermilion counties, among other places. Strong winds also caused quite a bit of damage across the northern half of the state on Wednesday, including some windblown corn. On the positive side, the storms did not bring much hail to our state. Looking ahead, the big story for this weekend and next week is the heat. A very large atmospheric ridge is setting up over the northeast part of the country, driving southwesterly winds, very high temperatures, and humidity in the state. Highs will reach into the low to mid-90s statewide with dew points in the 70s. The high humidity not only means that the heat index values will easily push into the triple digits, but that the nighttime low temperatures will struggle to dip below 70 for several consecutive nights. Those planning on spending a lot of time outside this weekend and next week need to take all the necessary heat precautions, including hydrating, taking breaks, and shifting work hours to the early morning and evening if at all possible. The ridge will also keep most of the state dry next week as well. Farther out, the week two outlooks keep better chances of above normal temperatures, but also show wetter than normal weather across the state as we transition into July. This is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford wishing everyone a happy, healthy weekend.